One of the people trying to rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach from a cave in Thailand has died. He's a former Special Forces diver in the Thailand Navy, and he died as authorities tried to step up their efforts to rescue those trapped inside the cave. Heavy rains are expected on Saturday, and of course it was heavy rain that flooded the cave. Michael Sullivan reports from the Tom Luong Cave Complex.
The Thai Navy SEAL commander on the ground, Admiral Apakorn Yukongkiao, broke the news of Saman Poonan's death at a news conference here this morning. The admiral said conditions inside the cave were very difficult and that Saman had been laying oxygen tanks along a possible exit route when he lost consciousness on the way out. His buddy tried to revive him but failed. It was a grim reminder of the complex nature of any effort to extract the boys, who are some 2 miles inside the cave, where some passageways remain underwater. But the admiral said the effort to rescue the boys would continue without interruption, and there were signs of progress today despite the fatality overnight. I'm standing in front of four pipes that have been pumping water out of the cave complex for most of the last week, and today there's far less water coming out of these pipes than there has been the rest of the week, which means to me that they're succeeding in pumping a lot of water out of the cave and getting the water level inside down, and that's good news for any attempt to rescue the boys. But rescuers know that their options are limited and time short. The heavy rain expected to resume again on Saturday could flood the cave even more and force rescuers to abandon positions they've set up inside the cave and could even reach the place where the boys found refuge after they disappeared nearly 2 weeks ago. At the nearby Mesai Prasitsart school, classmates of two of the trapped boys, Dom and Mick, had a message for their friends. 13-year-old Jinda Sumyong said, "I want to tell Dom and Mick, please come out safely with everyone else, and may the spirits protect you." 13-year-old Nutawat Pong Thuy was a bit more impatient. Dom and Mick, stay safe, and I hope everyone else stays safe too, he said. And if you can come out today, please do. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan at the Tom Luang Cave Complex, Chiang Rai, Thailand.